concerned about the mortality rates of bighorn sheep on the Radium Hill and the highway coming down into Radium. So we sat down and we had a good conversation, and then I reached out to different groups and we organized a meeting. Conservation Officer Service, the RCMP, Parks Canada, Village of Radium, Flynnrod, Modi, as I say, myself, East Kootenai Wildlife Association, Columbia Basin Trust, the Regional District of East Kootenai, Shuswap and Akiskanuk First Nations, and the list goes on and on and on. And since that meeting in March that we convened, which was done by Zoom, we have gone a long way and come a long way. And the core group now has kind of gotten down to Modi and Flynnrod, Parks Canada is involved, lots of different people within the ministries, from geotech specialists, ecologists, biologists, road and fencing specialists, and the list goes on. And what we're looking at doing is to try to find ways to mitigate the mortality rates caused by collisions in vehicles of bighorn sheep, because the numbers are declining rapidly. And they're an iconic species, as you know, for our area. And one of my biggest concerns is with the expansion of the Trans-Canada Highway and the Kicking Horse Canyon. When that highway gets closed, that's going to reroute traffic through and down through Radium and then back north towards Golden. And with that increase of traffic, we've got to find ways to make sure that we're protecting those wildlife in those corridors. So right now we've got a group of people. We've got some money that has already been dedicated. One of the biologists told me that she has never seen a movement like this in 30 years since they've been dealing with this. So I'm very proud of the fact that we've been able to bring a group of people together. And you know, there's fencing options, but at the end of the day, the best mitigation is this is either underpasses and overpasses, and we're working on that. So, you know, it's really kind of amazing when you get a group of committed people together fighting for wildlife and trying to protect wildlife. Some amazing things can happen, and I really want to tip my hat to the ministry personnel as well, because they've just been amazing on this project, and we're really looking forward to it continuing.
Well, they've got that biologist in Fernie, I want to say Clayton Lamb, and I hope I've got his name right, but they're working on that corridor between Fernie and the top of the Crow's Nest Pass, I would guess, on our side of the border, doing exactly what you've said, the underpasses and the walkways for the animals to get across the highway without getting hit.
Well, that's just it. And I mean, there's predation that goes with it, and I mean, cougars kill sheep. And that's the way that nature works. But there's no balance when you're getting people coming through with their vehicles, and there's a 60-kilometer stretch in there, and people they ignore it, and they're going 100 kilometers, and sheep almost weekly are dying there. So those numbers are dramatically declining. So we got to figure that out, and that, of course, goes with overpasses, underpasses, fencing, signing, but also with law enforcement as well. So we've been working with the RCMP to try to see if we can get a few more patrols on the busier weekends to make sure people are slowing down.
It's kind of interesting with that project going on where they're blasting and working on that big rock area just by the Radium hot pools. The bighorns are getting so comfortable, they're almost right beside the traffic. And I was thinking last time we went up there, I thought, man, it's making them more comfortable. They're more tame to the vehicles, which probably isn't a good thing, but
well,
they're so pretty.
And they become habituated, right? And unfortunately, we lost this last year one of the lead rams of the main herd there, and that kind of creates havoc within the herd itself until they try to figure that out. So, and then just recently in the last little while, we lost a ewe, and it was heartbreaking because the ewe is dead on the highway, and her little one is there right beside her standing there. So we got to figure this out, and because we need people coming into our valley, but we also have to protect our wildlife, because unless we don't, these are going to be empty spaces, and we just can't have that.